Hey, everybody. Oh, trying to reconnect over there on, I don't know which side is which. Hey, everybody, Jeff Dunham, along with my buddy Matt McNeil down there. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, that's great. All right. All that formality out of the way. Let's see if we can lower this camera a little bit. See you a little better. All right, there it is. Hey, Bubba J.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's Neatlaw the J.
All right. So, Matt, what's happened to you in the last week?
Oh, just plugging along. We're working on these YouTube videos with the best of.
Because what this is basically it's another launch video.
Yeah, it's called the live video.
The best of.
Some of the best of Bubba J.
Oh, Matt, I didn't see that. Did the thumbnail say some of the best of Bubba J?
Well, you just have him answering questions, so this is also the
No. I know, but the video, I forgot to look yesterday after you did all the thumbnails. Oh. Does it say some of the best of it? Okay, of course. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we're here to answer questions today. You've sent them in. You sent them in yesterday. And we're going to answer. Bubba Joe, you're going to answer the questions.
Yeah, you're not going to answer anything. I'm going to answer most of them.
Okay, yeah. And Bubba J, what's this t-shirt?
That t-shirt is from our last special. Wasn't it our last special, Matt?
Beside himself.
Beside himself.
Yeah, we shot that one in Dallas where you grew up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a t-shirt. And people can actually order this from our website. And by the way, for those of you waiting for the Funko Pops, we have just been hitting roadblock after roadblock, getting these things sent out. We couldn't have a full number of employees because of the COVID thing and all the business in LA. So we couldn't have a warehouse as many employees as usual. And we've run into shipping things because there were so many orders. A lot of the foreign orders have gone out, but the folks, the domestic United States, we are working on them. Again, we've hit a couple of snags. We do not have your money. PayPal has your money. And you will get your Funko Pops, I promise. And when we come out with the next Funko Pop, we will not have these kind of delays. It's kind of a birthing process because we've never had this many orders for one thing at one time. So please, I apologize. They all will get there.
Okay, why don't we get to the questions?
Okay. All right. So Matt, the folks are great. We ask for questions and they send them in immediately. Right?
Yeah, it's the response is amazing.
Yeah, it's really kind of, oh, look, I got something else. I picked these off the, I print them up so I don't have to look at the screen. But I have Audrey's chocolate dipped coconut macaroons recipe.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Forget the questions. Let's get some cookies.
Yeah, let's have the cookies out here. So Audrey's probably not watching right now. She's in there working. But as she announced
looking
last... Looking for her recipe. It's right here. So as we announced last week, she has a Christmas cookbook in the works and baking. And it's going to have full colors. And Matt, you know, we've been debating is whether I take the photos of the food myself or we hire a professional food photographer.
Well, these days you can basically do it with your cell phone, can't you?
You know what? The woman who is going to be doing, not editing the book, but laying out the book, said that the iPhone is amazing, but it still doesn't have the depth that she wants. You agree? Because it's all in the glass, right?
Yeah, but just to be able to point and shoot, the iPhone stuff is amazing. I agree.
Oh, it's amazing. That's what we have right now on which one? Which one am I pointing to, Matt? Which one is this? Is that YouTube?
The one on, yeah, that's YouTube.
And that's Facebook.
The one on your right is Facebook.
I can't remember. I set it up and I can't remember which is which. All right. So So, and also, Matt, we should talk cars here in a second about the car that I might be building soon.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be quite a project.
Yeah. I've built helicopters and flown them, and now I'm ready to build a car kit. It's a legit race
because
car.
Your history with cars is you have a thing with kit cars.
Yep.
So you've always bought them assembled. This is the next logical step.
Yeah, I've built and flown kit helicopters, full-size real helicopters, but I've never built a car. So I think there's no end in sight as to when I'm going to be working again.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just sitting around here doing pretty much nothing.
Right, yeah. Well, why don't we answer your questions, Bubba J?
Okay.
All right. Anyway, the car, Matt, I might as well say it, we're looking maybe is the Ultima. And it's awesome. Our buddy Jim got one, and the kit, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, so it's one of those cars that most people probably never heard or seen.
Yeah, because it's British.
But...
Yeah.
It's amazing. Those things are crazy.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so here we go. These are in no particular order. Here we go. So Emily Burden. Dear Bubba J, if you had to live with pain every day of your life and there was no beer or alcohol, how would you deal with it?
Lady, I'm Brother J, not Oprah. No, not Oprah at all.
Yeah,
no. I'm more Dr. Phil. Right, Nat?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go to commercial.
All right, fine. Christina Pratt, dear Bubba J, have you made a new contraption to let you drink while wearing a mask? Oh, he has a beer hat. You know what I was thinking about? No, this was my idea. You wear a beer hat, and then the tubes go behind the mask. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can put the tubes around your face, and you don't have to take your mask off. You can still drink beer with the beer hat. Right, Matt?
Yeah, it actually reminds me of an idea that you and I have talked about a little bit with Bubba J for YouTube.
What's that?
Where he builds gadgets.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. One of these days. All right. Dear Bubba J, so I wait for Jeff and Bubba J to go live to answer our questions about anything and everything, only I realize it's Thursday. This is a Philippa Broom.
Philippa Broom?
Yeah, I like that name. All right. So she did this yesterday and then realized, oh, oops. So my question to Bubba J and Jeff is, am I losing my marbles or do I just need more beer?
You know, it's sad when pretty girls get that drunk in the morning.
Is it sad?
Well, it's sad and also kind of hot.
Right.
Mainly hot.
Yeah.
Instant message her back.
Oh, okay.
Philippa, I love you.
Okay. Anastasio Garcia?
Anastasio. You don't speak good non-English.
Right. Anastasio Garcia. I used to love drinking Pepsi. Now, for some reason, don't care for it much. Does that ever happen to you, but with beer?
Nope.
Okay. Danny Green. Dear Ahmed, dear Bubba J, I need to know what beer pairs best with pickled eggs.
Anything you got, honey. It's COVID time. Don't get freaking picky.
Jason Weiss, Bubba J, I start to get a good buzz when my wife gets pissed off at... Okay. Dear Bubba J, from Jason Weiss. Dear Bubba J, I start to get a good buzz, then my wife gets pissed off at the kids and takes it out on me, kills the buzz, then I gotta start over. What do I do?
Jason, this doesn't sound like a problem. This sounds like an awesome video game.
Right.
Or a better version of Groundhog Day.
Right.
Or a country song.
Right.
You got it made, dude.
Right. John Grant Nursall. Dear Bubba J, how should I keep a 95-year-old grandma entertained during a pandemic? We've already drank all the beer.
Oh, what's your name?
John.
Johnny? She's 95 years old. She's not stupid. She's hit the rest and drinks it all when you're sleeping.
Right.
Duh. Go, Grandma Nursall.
Anthony Bieluski?
Anthony Bieluski?
Dear Bubba J, I have a tattoo of Jose Jalapeno on my left arm and a tattoo of Peanut on my right arm. If I get a tattoo of you on my neck, would I be an honorary redneck?
Yeah, and a candidate for no chick taking you seriously.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Good luck with that. Send a photo.
Right.
I love Anthony. Mm-hmm.
From Angel, Lantoyona Wolzgabin.
Where are these names coming from?
Well, this one is from the Philippines. Angel says, I'm going to try it again. Angel Lantoyona Wolzgabin. Hi, Bubba. I'm from Philippines. My birthday is really near. Can you please greet me in advance?
Yes, happy birthday, Angel. And I hope this year's coronavirus birthday celebration doesn't suck as much as everyone else's I know.
Been a tough year.
Yeah. Yours is bad. We sat on a back porch and divided up the donut. Yeah, vegan donut. Vegan donut.
Yeah.
What's happening to our lives?
Adam Best?
Adam Best. Wasn't he Batman?
That was Adam West.
Oh, close enough.
This guy's best. Mm-hmm. Dear Bubba J, ever think of turning Jose Jalapeno into a giant jalapeno popper?
Adam, you're a mean and you're sick, but I will pass that idea on to Ahmed.
Right.
Giant Jose Jalapeno popper would go great with a keg. Adam, you the man.
Michael Fieco? Dear Bubba J, my governor just recently said chicken wings are not a food. As an alcoholic, aren't chicken wings one of the best foods to buy with beer?
Michael, your governor is a moron.
Yeah. Do you know what state that is?
I don't want to say.
As an alcoholic or not, wings and beer is a damn food group. Impeach your idiot governor.
Right. Matt, be watching for questions as they fly by the screen. I can't look at the same time.
I'm reading.
All right, make note. James Trozo Jr.
Trozo or Trozo? I don't know. Trozo is on the floor.
That's Terrazzo.
Okay.
Dear Bubba J, I really wish that you would do a live show after 4 p.m. due to working.
Oh, James, you have a job? Ha ha. The rest of us are unemployed and digging it. Watch us on your phone, James.
All right.
Congratulations on having a job.
Ted Quinlan, dear Bubba J, how many beers do you have to drink before your wife is beautiful?
Taking need how many kegs? I lose count.
Your wife's pretty?
Yeah, no.
Edwin Moore, dear Bubba J, I'm opening up a new distillery soon. Do you got any good advice for me?
I'm a professional booze tester. Send me the hooch, dude.
Shannon Garcia, dear Bubba J, what's your favorite beer to drink?
Yes!
Okay. Owen, how do you pronounce P-A-U-G-H, Matt?
P-A-U-G-H, Paul.
Dear Bubba J, I'm 16. My girlfriend of 9 months just dumped me. Any tips?
His girlfriend is 9 months old? Sick best.
No. His girlfriend for nine months.
Oh.
She just dumped him.
Send a letter to Ahmed. We're out of work, so he's now freelancing.
Will Be Good.
That's not a name.
Dear Bubba J, what's the most useful thing that you own?
Beer hat.
Henry West. Dear Bubba J, what was your favorite Christmas present as a kid?
Well, we were really poor, so I remember one year being excited about getting a toothbrush.
Oh.
I used it to brush my tooth, and we also cleaned the house.
That's nice.
Oh, no.
Joanna Harris. Dear Ahmed,
why do you keep saying Ahmed?
Because in my live show, it's usually Ahmed. We changed this just for today.
Thanks a lot.
Joanna Harris. Dear Bubba J, have you ever chugged an entire bottle of Everclear?
How do you think my eye got crooked?
Uh-oh, we're on hold. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. I can't answer.
Is somebody calling you on
the
phone?
Yeah, somebody's calling me on the phone. I can't answer it. I can't do it. It's the front gate. Hey, Ashlyn.
All right, everybody go to YouTube.
No. Okay, we're back. All right, we're back. Sorry about that. I got a phone call.
That was like we were in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Somebody called your camera.
Somebody called my camera. That's so sad. All right. Where were we?
I've got one.
Yeah? What?
Dennis Billington wants to know, Bubba J, have you ever been ordered to attend a court-mandated AA meeting?
Court-mandated AA meeting? Is that a thing?
Yeah, if you get in trouble, you know, for drinking too much, you know, public intoxication, or you have an accident, being drunk, you gotta go.
Duh. No, I've never been caught.
Okay.
Tim Kilgore wants to know, Bubba J, what beer do you drink when you go noodling?
Noodling? What's noodling, Matt?
Isn't that where you catch a catfish with your arm? What? You stick it in their mouth? Have you heard of that?
What? No. Okay, Matt, yeah. you need to Google noodling.
I guarantee you that's what it is.
You're from the... that's not what I thought noodling was.
So, what kind of beer do you drink when you go noodling?
Oh, all of the above.
Right. Look up noodling. Matt, you're from the Carolinas. You guys know about noodling.
Yeah, let me look. I've been telling you, that's what it is.
I've been out of Texas too long. I've lost all my nomenclature. Your what? Forget it.
Yeah, it's catfish catching with your arm, with your bare hand.
So what beer do you drink when you're catching catfish with your arm? Well, they're not happy about at the grocery store when you catch a catfish. No, when you actually go fishing. Oh, I don't know. Whatever you got in the cooler. I'm not picky. Okay. Jackie Bloom, dear Bubba J, how did you originally get your name? It's definitely different.
Well, my older brother is Bubba I, and my younger brother is Bubba K, so my parents just shot down the middle.
Can we put that in the show? No, it's not funny enough. Okay. All right. Larry Bauman, dear Bubba J, what time do you start and stop drinking?
Neither. I'm just stuck in a loop.
A loop. Matt, that was funny. You're stuck in a loop. You're not paying attention. Chris Mitchell, dear Bubba J, if you have to choose between a keg of beer or your dog, what are you choosing?
Oh, that's easy.
Really? You're choosing between your dog or a keg of beer. What is it?
Well, I would choose the dog because the dog can go away and get me more beer, but a beer just goes away.
Oh, good thinking. Thanks. Rosa Jean Cummings, dear Bubba J, besides beer and NASCAR, what is your next favorite thing to do?
Oh, Rosa, you know, and it's good to hear from you again. Rosa's hot.
Okay. Troy Bagby, dear Bubba J, what has been your go-to beer during the pandemic?
I don't know, one that makes me speak good English.
What's been your go-to beer during the pandemic?
Whichever one shows it's naked. What?
Did you type an answer?
No, I just don't understand the question.
What has been your go-to beer during the pandemic?
I'm falling off the thing.
Sorry, sit back here.
Oh, whichever one shows that it's naked and it shows its naked wet label in my fridge.
It would have been funnier if we'd spit it out quicker than that.
No, it wouldn't have been.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to grab a couple of questions from here. Mario Pina, dear Bubba J, what is your stance on marijuana?
Oh, I don't stand when I'm smoking that.
You don't smoke pot.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. How about dear Bubba J, Maureen Inman, how many beers a day to kill the coronavirus?
Well, let's just experiment.
All right, so Matt, how close are we? Oh, we're only 6 minutes away, and we're about to launch Bubba J's some of the best of Bubba J. And Matt, these clips are from all over the place, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So we love these videos, and it's fun for me, Matt. As I said before, it's fun for me to go back. And because you go back and pick, you do take the time of going through these specials and picking what you think are some of the best, and then I watch them and I either agree or disagree. But you've been picking some great stuff, and it's fun for me to watch this because, as I've said before, I forget about this old material because I don't use 90% of it anymore. And
the other thing that's nice about this stuff is that in many cases, I'm pulling from DVD stuff material and maybe not the specials that were on Comedy Central.
Oh, that's right. So people forget that because whatever was on Comedy Central or on NBC or on Netflix there's no Netflix DVDs, but the Comedy Central, all the specials on Comedy Central ended up on DVD as well. But the DVD is the long version, and the cut down version was on Comedy Central and NBC. And so there's a lot of stuff on the DVDs that a lot of people have never seen before because they only watch the specials. So you're taking a lot of that footage and editing that into some of the best of, right?
That's right. And not to give anything away or look too far down the road, but one of the things that we're planning to do is to look at material that didn't make cuts in some of the other specials because of time constraints.
Yeah, so because when I shoot a live show, it's usually an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes long. And then when you end up editing, you take out some of the stuff that maybe wasn't the best or wasn't appropriate for the show or it didn't go over as well or we just didn't have time for it. And so a lot of that material is still really great and really good, and you're putting that in some of these best ofs as well, right? Or will in the future, yeah. That's great.
That's right.
All right.
Well, that sounds good, but yeah.
Anything else, Bubba Jay?
No, I don't know.
What have you been doing during this COVID thing?
No, not much. I'm sitting around drinking the hooch. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, man. Yeah.
So, Madison Job wants to know, Bubba Jay, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
The worst thing I've ever done?
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I don't know.
That's a tough question. That would be a funny answer if I could think of something.
Well, you don't have to think of it. I have to think of it.
Right.
Yeah. Do I have to have been alone or with another chick?
Oh, no. So there's a lot of questions here about Melvin.
About Melvin? Oh, yeah. Melvin was supposed to come out today. Oh, I forgot all about that.
Well,
okay. Matt, is that the next video?
Well, it is the next video, so that's why we held Melvin.
So. Oh, that's right. Okay. So, since Bubba J's video is now going to be released in like 3 minutes on YouTube, right?
YouTube, yes. And the link is up there.
The link is up there now, so we'll sign off here in a second. But then next week's video is going to be the best of the others, right?
That's right.
So we're going to have some of the other characters that are not the main characters, like Melvin, and you'll just have to wait and see what the other ones are.
Yeah, there's some really good stuff in there.
Yeah, including Ahmed Jr., AJ.
Yeah.
So he's in there. Yeah, he's scary.
Which is currently the highest watched video on your site, which is amazing. Oh.
Yeah, he's scary because he's got half a real face and half a skeleton face.
Yeah. My boys don't like looking at him. It's kind of creepy. But anyway.
No, it's you they don't like looking at. You're kind of creepy. Thanks a lot, yeah.
All right, everybody. So thanks for joining us. And now head over to YouTube. There's a link. And go and watch the best of Bubba Jay and laugh and have a great week. And we'll see you next Friday when we launch the next video.
That sounds good to me.
And for those of you waiting for your Funko Pops, as I said before, a bunch of hiccups because so many were ordered. But we will get them to you as soon as possible. They're working hard. We're working through this COVID with very limited staff in the warehouse. But they're working hard. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
I love you.
Who?
Everyone.
Okay.
Bye, Matt. I love you, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Bubba.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Okay, are you gonna turn it off?
I'm going to.
That's not how you do it.
Why is it not? Why is that? Okay, there it is.
Okay, bye. End.